Kuskokwim River fishermen will be able to use dip nets this summer to target other species of salmon during periods of king salmon closures. The Board of Fish approved the emergency petition this morning. With the dip nets, any king salmon caught must be released back to the river alive. Area management biologist Travis Ellison told the board that there will be severe subsistence restrictions.
To the point where subsistence harvest opportunities for chum and sockeye salmon could be reduced and impacted in a negative way. Having the ability to allow the use of dip nets to harvest chum and sockeye salmon while live releasing king salmon, we would have the ability to allow additional opportunity to harvest more of those chum and sockeye salmon without impacting the king salmon.
The board utilized a state definition that allows for 5-foot circular dip nets. Board member Orville Huntington from Hooslea spoke in support of dip nets.
It's obviously very, very hard times out there. Regulations are confusing enough, and I think it's needed. It will conserve king salmon and allow some very important catch during a time of year when it's good to put fish away.
The board moved to allow the Fish and Game Commissioner to make the dip net gear a permanent regulation. Otherwise, the regulation will be in effect for 120 days.